Hi, my name is Sam. I am with Dave. We both work for National Grid Electricity Distribution, and we work on the distribution use of system pricing. Dave, can you tell us who are National Grid Electricity Distribution, and what do they do?
Hello. It is the part of National Grid that covers some of the distribution networks. Basically, they provide the cables that carry electricity from National Grid transmission and generators to the electricity users.
What are the networks covered by National Grid Electricity Distribution?
Well, these are the South West, South Wales, West Midlands and East Midlands. They were formerly WPD or Western Power Distribution.
How will I know if I was connected to one of these four networks?
Well, that is a good question. Each customer is given an MPAN number, which is a 13-digit number, and the first two digits denote the network. South West begins with 22, South Wales with 21, West Midlands with 14, and East Midlands with 11. These are usually on your supplier's bill.
That is very interesting. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we are going to talk about the Targeted Charging Review, or TCR, and the 2024-25 price change.
Excellent. Let's start with the TCR. Can you tell us more about the TCR?
Well, the Targeted Charging Review, or TCR, was a direction by Ofgem back at the end of 2019 to start charging customers their residual on the fixed charge. Originally, the residual charges were on the unit charge. This was implemented in April 2022.
Is that one of the reasons behind increase in my fixed or standing charge?
Yes.
And in contrast, resulting in the reduction of my unit charge?
Yes.
That brings me to my next question. What is residual charge?
Well, the charging methodologies initially create a forward-looking charge for the unit rates, fixed charges and capacity charges. When these are multiplied by the forecast units, number of MPANs and forecast capacity, a revenue amount is produced. The DNOs have an allowed revenue agreed with Ofgem, which is usually higher than the forward-looking revenue. The difference between these two numbers is called the residual.
And just to be clear, this residual charge is applied on the fixed or standing charge.
Yes.
You also mentioned that we're going to talk about the 2024-2025 price change. Can you tell us more about this change?
Yes, I can. The distribution use of system charges beginning on the 1st of April 2024 show large percentage increases in fixed charge year on year. This increase in fixed charges have been driven by a specific item of allowed income, which is inflation. The reason for this is the DNOs set the prices for the regulatory year 2023-24 back in December 2021. This was before the Ukraine war started. The war then caused inflation to increase significantly higher than forecast. Now, inflation is a key input on allowed revenue and has therefore increased the allowed revenue for the regulatory years prior to 2024-25 by more than was forecast to be recovered when the prices were set. These increases for prior years flow into the 24-25 allowed revenue, and also the use of system prices beginning on the 1st of April 2024 have increased due to the increase in inflation.
So in essence, the price for 2023-2024 was set 15 months ahead of the year starting and before the inflation value was known. Does that mean that the prices for 2023-2024 were set too low?
Yes. The prices for the last regulatory year were set at a lower level than they would have been than if the inflation was known at the time of price setting. Therefore, some of the revenue from the last year is being recovered in the coming year's prices.
And what part of the chain of the charge does this increase in allowed revenue fall on?
Well, most of the increase in allowed revenue is residual and therefore gets added to the fixed charge. The fixed charge therefore increases significantly compared to other charge components.
Thank you. Let me summarise our discussion thus far. The charges for 2023-2024 were set too low, but were based on the inflation information at that time. As a result, some of the revenue has gone into the 2024-2025, and in addition, the 2024-2025 revenue will have been higher due to increase in inflation. And this increase has mostly fallen on the fixed or standing charge.
Yes, I think that sums it up.
Okay, thank you very much for the explanation and for your time. Thank you to our customers for listening and for your time also.
And thank you from me also.